でお聞きの皆さんに新しいサービスのお知らせです。アップストアからポッドキャストというアプリをダウンロードしてお楽しみいただけます。これを利用すると他の作業をしながらでも、または iPhone を閉じた状態でも聞くことができるようになります。いつでもどこでも何度でも。ケンズカフェユナイテッド、
こんばんは、101ケンです。今日は初めての試みになります。インターネット回線で、オーストラリアと日本を国際回線で結びまして、オーストラリア人のジェーンさんにインタビューをさせていただきたいなと思っております。でジェーンさんはここ数年お付き合いをさせているいただいている方で、国際交流のプログラムでも、コーディネーターとして、ご協力いただいた方、そして最近はプライベートで、私の家族がジェーンさんの家に遊びに行くというところまで仲が良くなっている方です。ジェーンさんは、ESL の先生でもありますし、外国人をオーストラリアに受け入れる、コーディネーターもされておりますし、それから現地の子どもたちに日本語を教える日本語の先生でもありますし、小学校の先生もやられていたという経歴の持ち主です。日本にも、滞在されていたことがありまして、宇都宮に住んでいたことがありまして、その時は英会話の先生としてご活躍をされていた方です。日本が大好きのジェーンさんが今日のゲストです。電話の向こうにはジェーンさんがいらっしゃいますけれども、 Welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm well, thank you, Ken. And you?
Oh, I'm very fine, thank you. Please tell me the reason why you decided to come to Japan.
I came to Japan in the early 80s.
Wow.
After I studied Japanese at school.
School in Australia?
School in Australia, yes.
Wow.
And then I worked on Hamilton Island. It was a favorite place for Japanese weddings and honeymoons in Australia.
Wow.
I love the Japanese people, so I decided to go and live in Japan.
And when you were staying in Japan, your Japanese ability was better than now?
Very much better than now.
Okay. So please tell me the impression of Japan and the Japanese people.
I love the Japanese people. They're very respectful and kind and generous and loyal.I love Japan's culture and history and landscape. So I have many friends and many colleagues in Japan now.
And please tell me the most different things between Australian people and Japanese.
The Japanese people are very respectful and gentle and genuine. They're very accepting. Mm-hmm. Australian people are genuine, but not always respectful and accepting.
Oh, I see.というジェーンさんなんですけれども、ジェーンさんはですね、さまざまな活動をしていらっしゃいました。Teaching Australian students Japanese, accepting many Japanese students as a coordinator and ESL teacher. Please tell me the hard things when you teach Japanese to Australian students.
The hardest thing is writing in Japanese.
Yes.
Japanese has four different ways: Romaji, Hiragana, Katakana, and Kanji.
Mm-hmm.
English is only letters.
Okay.
And the sentence structure with Japanese verb is at the end of the sentence. So it's very difficult for Australian children to change the sentence to make it backwards.
Hiragana とか Katakana とか Kanji とかもあって、なんか漢字が一番難しそうなんですけれど、オーストラリアの子供たち、いつ頃から漢字を勉強するのかちょっと聞いてみたいと思います。When does the Australian kids start learning kanji?
In grade 7. Grade 7 and 8.
Very beginner, so learning hiragana is first.
In Australia, katakana is first.
Oh.
And then hiragana.
Oh, why katakana is first?
I don't know. I'd prefer hiragana. I think hiragana is easier.
Oh, I see.
I think katakana is first because they get to write their name
mm-hmm.
in katakana.
ジェンさんはですね、まあ、ひらがなから始めた方が簡単なんじゃないかなっておっしゃっていたんですが、どうもオーストラリアの方ではカタカナが最初に学ばれる言葉みたいなんですよね。ではもう一度漢字について聞いてみたいと思うんですが、初めはどんな漢字から習うんでしょうかね。What kind of 漢字do the student learn first?
Grade 7 and 8, but it's 簡単 is 1,2,3,4,5,6,7,8,9,10 Hito, Yama, Kawa. Very easy Japanese 漢字。
今度はですね、オーストラリアの子どもたち、日本語を習っているオーストラリアの子どもたちの、興味関心などについて聞いてみたいと思います。
Okay, what kind of Japanese things do the Australian kids like?
今ポケモン GO.
Oh yeah. So Pokemon Go is popular among Aussie kids.
Very, very, very popular.
Okay, You try Pokemon Go?
No.
No. You are not interested in Pokemon
Go. It's very expensive.
Oh, expensive?
Yes, because the internet data and usage is very expensive.
Ah, I see. So sometimes it's a problem among the Aussie parents?
Yes, it is no from Aussie parents, but Aussie children love. Aussie children want to play.
Yeah.So, Toowoomba area, students, kids, can find Pokemon?
Yes, kids, but young teenagers and young adults love Pokemon Go too.
Wow, fantastic.
It is dangerous.
Yeah. When the driver car, so they often try Pokemon Go?
Yes, and when they're walking on the street, they walk in front of cars.
Wow, very, very dangerous. というポケモン
GO
の、はい、話がありましたけれども、今度はですね、英語を日本人に教えるというところの話を聞いてみたいんですが、Please tell me the hard things when you teach English to Japanese students.
Pronunciation.
Oh, yes.
When I teach English to Japanese students andteach Japanese to English students, it is the change of their mouth formation to articulate the words is very difficult. So to rearrange your mouth to pronounce the words in either in Japanese or English is very difficult.
Okay. So for example, the difficult word will be difficult for Japanese students?
For Japanese students, to pronounce L is very difficult.And to pronounce R is very difficult.
Yeah. For me, it's sometimes difficult.
No, your English is very good, Ken.
Ah, thank you very much. Okay. そのようなジェーンさんなんですけれども、このほど LADA という会社を立ち上げました。LAM Advanced Discover Australia.という会社を立ち上げたんですけれども、それについていろいろと聞いていきたいと思います。About your company, what did you start the business?
Why? I started the business because I teach Japanese and I love the Japanese students.
Okay.
So to allow them to come to Australia for cheap, I want my company to be affordable.For the Japanese people to come to Australia.
Yeah.
To come for 1 week or my company programs start from 1 week to 3 months. So they are students, teachers, and office workers that want to come to Australia to learn English. So we have programs for adults to come to Australia and learn English.
When did you start the company?
At the end of last year.
Oh, only one year. Less than 1 year. Wow.
Yes.
Wow. So according to your website, I have some question for you. It's okay?
Mm-hmm. Yes, definitely.
Yeah. So your company has many, many hospitalities for Japanese. This is because you had experience staying in Japan and...You can understand the way of Japanese people thinking.
Yes, No, I lived in Japan for five years.
Yeah.
So I do understand and respect Japanese people very much. So I understand their way of thinking. I understand what they want. Mm-hmm. I understand the respect we have to have for the Japanese people and their culture.
Mm-hmm.
And I understand, how do you say, Ken? the way Japanese people are. So they do not like to have many changes. They like to have the program and the program set and no changes and everything going to plan.
Mm-hmm. Okay. According to your website, homestay families are qualified under the child protection laws with blue cards. Blue card?
Yes.
What's a blue card?
A blue card is a government. The blue card authority is government owned. So every host family has to go through a series of checks by the government to make sure that they're qualified and able to host our Japanese students. So they have not had any confrontations with police.
Mm-hmm.
So all our families are qualified. A lot of our families are teachers and have hosted for many, many years. So also they understand the culture differences between Australia and Japan.
Oh, I see. And your hospitality is completed according to your website. For example, 24-hour security of students, free alarmed premises, on-site senior resident in the boarding house at all times. Upon request, Skype and Line can be activated.
Yes, we have a new program with a few schools in Toowoomba. We are offering boarding facilities. So the children don't stay with the host family, but they stay on campus. They stay at the school.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, we have an ESL. One of our ESL teachers will stay with the children 24 hours a day.
Mm-hmm.
There are extra, there is like Juku in the afternoon, but there's also extra programs for English tutoring.
Mm-hmm.
All activities that the boarders have in Australia, the boarding house offers the Australian students. They also offer the Japanese students. So swimming and art classes and gymnastics and there's lots of different activities that the boarders can do in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
Our Japanese students also have the opportunity on the weekends to stay with a host family over the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
So they also have the interaction with host families as well. So they will have their own host family while they're in Australia. Mm-hmm. But from Monday to Friday, they'll be boarding. And it is more secure, Ken. It is 24-hour guarded. It's 24-hour security.
Yeah.
All their meals are supplied. All their linen is supplied. All their washing is done.
Mm-hmm.
They have morning tea, lunch, afternoon tea, dinner, supper. Mm-hmm. Is all available at the boarding house.
Okay. And the very, very amazing hospitality is all dietary requirements, vegetarian and allergy specific, can be organized for attending students. This is very helpful for some students are worried about what they will eat.
Yes, definitely. We are also on the website very shortly, we are going to put the borders menus are available for people that wanting to travel to Australia. They can have a look at their menus before they arrive so they know exactly what they're going to be eating on set days.
Oh.
And the menu is beautiful. The menu is probably better than I eat at home. So the menu is extensive.
It's wow.
A very good menu.
Wow. So this is very, very nice point for Japanese parents. So Japanese parents are very, very worried about their own children will eat, what they eat.
Definitely. Yeah. And the English that they will get at the boarding school is probably more than what they will get at a homestay.
Mm-hmm.
Because they have English all day long, then they have Juku in the afternoon, they have extra English lessons at night time. And when they are boarding, all the Japanese students will not be together in one boarding house. They'll be separated between all of the Australian children. So there'll be one Japanese child to one boarding buddy.
Yeah.
So they will have English constantly.
Okay. So, next question. Your program has a group excursion. Where do you bring students?
Yes, we go to the Gold Coast.
Oh, good.
We go shopping. There is surfing available, horse riding. Mm-hmm. We have theme parks available for the students if they want to go to our Australian theme park. Mm-hmm. We're also in the process of including Outback Spectacular so the Japanese children can see our thoroughbred horses.
Oh.
With a nighttime show. They receive dinner. They receive a hat, a complimentary dinner and hat, and photos with the actors and the horses.
Oh, very, very good. Good idea.
Yes, we also have farm stays, and we also travel to Lone Pine, mm-hmm. which is a very famous Australian mm-hmm. wildlife park. Mm-hmm. So the children can have photos with koalas, can yeah. feed the kangaroos.
Yeah. Very popular among Japanese.
Very popular,
yeah.
yes.
Okay. So last month, you accepted the Japanese group. How was the program? Successful?
Oh, our first season was very successful. We had two groups from Japan homestaying in Toowoomba.
Yeah.
They enjoyed many excursions to the Gold Coast and shopping and surfing and horse riding.
Wow.
The children all and teachers cried when they got back on the bus to leave wow. Australia to go home.
Goodbye.
They definitely enjoyed their time in Australia. It was very short, but 2 weeks, very short, but they definitely enjoyed their homestay
mm-hmm.
and their English classes. In their English classes, they had several opportunities to verbally speak English.
Mm-hmm.
So they had a few classes where they had to write an essay and then present that in front of the class.
Mm-hmm.
So their English level when they arrived, mm-hmm. it was definitely much better when they went home.
Oh, okay. So you taught Japanese as a ESL teacher, did you?
Yes, there was myself. And on my website, we have Karina, Jen, and Carolyn, which are our teachers. They're all qualified ESL teachers.
Mm-hmm.
We all work together with our Japanese liaison officer, Hiromi.
Mm-hmm.
The four of us work together as LADA in Toowoomba.
Okay. Did you prepare the materials for students learning English?
Yes, LADA has a textbook,
mm-hmm.
An English textbook that our Japanese children complete
mm-hmm.
Before their return to Japan. Once they have completed the textbook, they obtain their English certificate.
Okay. I think Toowoomba is a wonderful place for a Japanese student to homestay.
Very wonderful place. Toowoomba is an hour and a half
mm-hmm.
north of Brisbane.
Mm-hmm.
It is not as big as Brisbane, so the host families in Toowoomba, I think, are more country
mm-hmm.
And not as busy
mm-hmm.
and much more accepting here in Toowoomba.
Mm-hmm.
We have many, many, many host families on our database,
mm-hmm.
wonderful host families on our database,
mm-hmm.
Just waiting now for more Japanese students to mm-hmm. come across to Australia.
Yeah. And relatively near to the Gold Coast to the Brisbane, right?
Yes, 1.5 hours from yeah. Brisbane and the Gold Coast.
Yeah, so Japanese student could enjoy rural areas, life, and their city leisure or something.
Definitely. That's why all of our excursions we take to the Gold Coast and to Brisbane,
mm-hmm.
so they're not missing out on seeing Brisbane and the Gold Coast. We have day trips that start at 8 in the morning and finish at 6 at night. Mm-hmm. So they have a full day of enjoying the sights of Brisbane and the Gold Coast.
Mm-hmm. How is the weather climate? How is the temperature like? What is the temperature in August in Toowoomba?
In In August in Toowoomba, it's quite cool.
Cool.
It is very much like March, April in Japan.
Yeah, March, April. So, yeah.
March, April. Yeah. Daytimes is nice, but night times is quite cool. Okay. Mornings are very cool in Toowoomba.
Mm-hmm.
We do have a frost. We do have frosts in August.
Mm-hmm.
So it does sometimes get below zero,
mm-hmm.
but warms up quite quickly in the morning.
Yeah. Okay. So daytime, the temperature will be about 15 degrees or something.
But, yeah, 20, about 20 wow. between, yeah, very between nice. 18 very and 20 nice. Degrees.
Mm-hmm.
Our surfing excursion this year was a little chilly,
mm-hmm.
but the Japanese children enjoyed our surfing excursion to the Gold Coast.
Wow, good. So how is the weather? Rainy season?
No, July, August is our winter season. August is windy, mm-hmm. but not much rain.
Oh, thank you very much. ということで、ジェインさんの会社のことに興味を持った方は、If you are interested in the Jane's company, please visit the website www.ramadvancediscoveraustralia.com. Please check her website. Please leave your message to the listeners.
My message to the listeners.
Yeah.
I just want to tell the listeners that Lada welcomes you to Australia.
Okay.
We have packages to suit everybody. So please pop on the website, send me a message. I would love to hear what you think of the website. If there's anything that you think we need to add to the website, please send me a message and let me know.
Okay. So your next plan will be?
Oh, my next plan will be to try and make our company affordable for the Japanese people.
Wow.
It is very expensive to travel abroad.
Yeah.
So my dream is to try and make as best I can very, very, very affordable packages for the Japanese children, teachers, families, adults to enjoy, to come to Australia, enjoy Toowoomba, but most of all, affordable for them to be able to come.
Okay. Thank you very much for your time tonight.
Thank you, Ken-san. どうもありがとうございました。
ありがとうございました。Thank you very much. I had a good time with you.
Oh, me too. Thank you, Ken, so very much.
Thank you. See you soon.
Bye-bye, Ken. I will see you soon. I will see you in April.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
ここで101ケンさんに代わってケンズカフェユナイテッドからのお知らせです。この番組では現在リスナーを募集しています。 iTunes ストアにあります検索バーにケンズカフェユナイテッドと英語で入れて検索してみてください。無料でダウンロードすることができます。 iPod などに入れてぜひお楽しみください。いつでもどこでも何度でも